In what is likely to deal a heavy blow to agriculture in the Tohoku region, hard hit by the huge quake and tsunami, the Japanese government is confirming the first reports of radioactive contamination to farm products near a nuclear power plant. Yukio Edano is the chief cabinet secretary. Edano says high levels of radiation have been detected in milk in Fukushima Prefecture, and spinach from Ibaraki Prefecture has been found to be contaminated. He tells reporters there is no immediate health risk, and the government is considering regulating shipments of farm products from the affected area. At the Fukushima 1 nuclear power plant, efforts continued to try to cool overheating reactor cores and spent fuel rods and tanks. Tokyo Electric Power Company officials say they hope on Sunday to switch back on pumps that would automatically begin cooling the radioactive materials. Japan's Nuclear Safety Agency says electrical lines have now been restored to two of the reactors. In the meantime, firemen using high-powered hoses on fire trucks have been shuttling in and out of the plant to spray water directly on reactor elements. They are attempting to prevent a further deterioration of the situation, which could lead to a renewed nuclear chain reaction. That would disperse significantly higher levels of radiation into the atmosphere. The Fukushima Prefectural Government tells VOA News that for the second day in a row, the highest radiation level it registered outside the plant was in the village of Itate, 40 kilometers northwest of the nuclear facility. The reading there, very slightly elevated from Friday, was 21.80 microsieverts per hour at 6 p.m. Saturday. Assuming these levels are staying consistent throughout the day, that means residents there are receiving about the equivalent of a plain film chest X-ray every hour. Japan's government has imposed a 20-kilometer evacuation zone around the crippled plant. Those living between 20 and 30 kilometers away are supposed to remain indoors and keep their windows shut. More than 200,000 people living near the 40-year-old nuclear-powered generating facility have left their homes, with most of them moving into makeshift shelters farther away from the plant. Steve Herman, VOA News, Tokyo.